Who's our sponsor for today, Peanut?
Sponsor?
BP Oil.
Yeah! You like Dungeons and Dragons? Because we're dragging these dice with the second episode of our D&D 5e actual play show called Dragon These Dice, of course. Last time, our just-formed pity party had won their first fight in the pits against a pack of savage hyenas, and they also met a cast of quirky prisoners that make up the Pit of Pity Coliseum. Now, after placing a large bet on the second fight, in confidence they enter the arena to see a family of scared halflings. And you all tried to wrangle your NPC companion Teb to not attack the group, but he was able to get one shot off with his short bow, though thankfully missing the helpless family. However, at this point the family began to morph into elemental creatures, which is where we'll start now. Everyone, rolling initiative.
Oh boy.
Initiative roll. Initiative roll. Everybody do an initiative roll.
That's motherfucker. Me.
Fuck, wasn't any bigger.
Oh my god.
That's a little bit better.
Should have been a 10 and instead he got a 12. We have a three-way tie on 12.
Three-way tie and 12? A tie means that you guys can decide who goes first. First up on the initiative, if you look at the elemental creatures, the three sons turned into magma creatures, the three daughters turned into ice creatures, the father turned into dust, and the mother turned into steam. The first one up is the dust one. It just finished turning into this dust creature. Basically, it was a halfling, and then it just kind of turned to sand. So after that, it looks around, just looks straight ahead and sees you. Balthazar is going to fly straight at you and make a claw attack. There's a 12 hit.
It does.
It does 3 slashing damage to you.
Oh, bitch!
As it just runs up and flies up and scratches at you real quickly. The steam and ice ones also rush at the first thing they see, in this case being Teb, and one of them does a little bit of damage to him.
Fuck.
This guard back here is up next. He has a very scared look on his face. He kind of runs over here, just trying to stay away from what's going on. This other ice one is also going to go for Mazi here, Balthazar.
Oh, Jesus.
Mazi does a 21 hit.
Jesus.
Yes.
He got a crit. So, Mazi, you take 5 slashing damage. You also take 4 cold damage as its ice claws just scratch at you. And you get a little chilly. You take 9 cold damage there.
I'm on 8 health.
Jesus. Oh, holy fuck. Already?
Yeah.
He's a wizard.
Okay.
Guys, I need to go next. Out of the three of us, I need to go.
Can we sacrifice Teb?
It is
your guys' turn, everyone who rolled a 12. Okay. So if Pebble, you want to go first, you can.
I'm going first.
Okay.
Pebble, it's clobbering time.
It is. Okay. I want to do the lay on hands pool. I want to go up here, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to heal.
Lay your hands on.
Yes, I'm going to lay my hands on Balthazar. And how much health can I heal? Because I can heal 15 health. So how much do you need, Balthazar?
I need a whopping 12.
Oh my god.
Jesus
Fuck.
Christ. Okay, I'm gonna heal him for 12.
So how much more healing? You have 3 plus your potion?
Yeah, I have 3 left for anyone, including myself, until I long rest again.
Luckily, I think Shello also has healing.
Yeah.
But, Shello, my king! We love you,
he
Shello.
He can do a little tap dance and it heals
I can. Yeah, I do a little tap dance. I lift my top hat up and down.
Pebble, if that's it for you, then Shello and Balthazar can choose which of them goes first.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I think... you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, I mean, you're in danger.
Fuck them up.
Okay, I'm going to use Acid Splash on... I'm going to go for that ice one because he seems to do more damage.
He fails to save, so he takes 3 acid damage.
Thank goodness.
Good stuff.
Thank God.
I'd like to go up beside Teb here, my sweetheart.
You're gonna save Teb.
Oh,
and I want to hold on. I'm looking at the stuff I can do again. Am I able to shove Teb out of the way?
I thought you were about
to... How about this? If you want to take an action to trade places with Teb, I'll allow that.
Okay.
But I don't think you can just, like, pull him away without him getting, like, getting hit. I don't think you can save him that way. But if you want to, like, try to, like, get in front of him and, like, and trade places with him, basically, then I'll allow that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to take that as an action, though, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
So Teb gets kind of, like, pushed back here, and then you can go where he was. So now you're in the line of fire, these two guys.
As a bonus action, I would like to use Healing Word to use on Teb. just to top him up a little.
Okay. Go
ahead.
Way too much.
Shit.
Healing 4, he regains the 1 health he lost.
Great.
Yay. Thank
you. I love you, Teb.
Thank you, Shallow, for your contribution.
With all my heart.
And now it is Teb's turn, though. Teb's going like, "Oh, Shiloh, watch out! These things mean business." He goes over here. He's gonna try to attack. Attack this one, the ice one here. He swings his dagger, and it misses and it hits you, Shiloh, on accident.
Oh fuck!
Oh no!
he made a critical failure, and he accidentally swings it at you. It's going to do four damage. It does 4 damage.
Watch where you're swinging.
Teb's like, "Oh, I got this, Shiloh. Thanks for your help." Then he stabs you in the back on accident. That brings us to Mirren.
Mirren's gonna rush up to the right next to Balthazar and swing at the Dusk Mephit with her halberd to try and both push it away and harm it. Right. If I can. We're gonna go just right up here.
Okay.
See.
At least that was a critical failure.
Okay, wait, you rolled.
Or Shallow, honestly. Both of you are not in a safe area.
Okay, natural one. You swing at it with its consistency of dust. You just kind of like, you're not able to really hit its like actual body form. Unfortunately, you miss. I'm not gonna go as far as to say you accidentally hit Balthazar, but you do just land it into the ground instead.
I would have a mini word.
That brings us to the magma ones up here. It's gonna run at you, Lane, because you just came up there. Does a 10 hit?
No.
This one is also going to run up and try to get you. Also misses. These things are swarming you guys, but luckily it's not too bad, right?
Yeah, they're dumb.
This ice one though, it goes up to here behind this magma one. It shoots a 15-foot cone of just ice breath.
What the fuck?
At the group here, that gets the one right in front of it, so it is getting some of its friendlies too. But that gets the magma one, the dust one, Mirren, Shiloh, and Balthazar. So of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait a second.
Hold on. I'm not in the active area.
Yeah, but is this an effect that I can see? Like, that's. That's a weird way to word this. Is this an effect that I can see happening?
Yes, it's visibly shooting like snow out of it.
Do you?
Okay. Go ahead and make another roll then.
Please don't be worse. Okay, it's not as bad as it was. Yeah, it's not good, but...
All of you guys take 2 frost damage.
Okay.
You're able to kind of... dodge out of it a bit and like cover yourselves, but the cold still does a bit of damage to you.
Why is the highlight the shape of our penis?
I'm just gonna
delete the ruler.
Yeah,
delete that.
Yeah.
This magma one takes the brunt of the ice damage, though. He's getting like really fucked up by it. But he's still rocking, but he's looking like he's kind of mad at this other one. The dust one, click on it. That one also gets a fair amount of damage from it, but not as bad as the magma one. This magma one back here, he's gonna go for this guard here.
Okay.
Oh, what? Oh.
I'm glad that this infighting.
Yeah. So it swipes at him with the claw and kind of burns his skin a bit, hurting this guard. That makes it this guard's up here. Here's turn. Seeing all this go down, he's gonna turn around and just run this way and slide into this like sand pit back here. Bring us to top of combat, back to the dust Mifits, which is going to go for Lane, who just tried to swing a halberd at it. Does a 6 hit.
No.
Okay.
I'd be
surprised. If a 10's in it, a 6 wasn't going.
Yeah,
to.
I didn't think it would, but I thought it's fun to ask, you know?
I love how she gets a 6 and I get a fucking 21.
it's sandy form just kind of flies past you, not hitting you. Air one is a bit too airy and it misses Shallow, but this ice one to the right, it sucks up air, sluts out just blizzard breath.
I wanted him safe.
This time, hitting Shello, Mirin, Balthazar once again, but also getting the dust one behind Mirin, the magma one, and then the other magma one. So you guys are going to have to roll another dexterity saving throw.
Oh, God. Motherfucker.
God damn, what's wrong
Ooh,
with me?
Okay.
I have advantage. This should not be as bad as it is.
Balthazar, you're the only one really able to shield yourself well. You only take 2 frost damage. Everyone else, you're gonna take 4 frost damage. However, the dust one back here, he gets the full brunt of it once again, and he's starting to look pretty hurt from this all this ice getting at him. The magma one also is looking fairly hurt from another bout of ice hitting its like fire body.
And the one behind,
it's still looking pretty decent. It was able to kind of dodge out of the way a bit from that ice. That brings us to this guard over here. It tries to spear this magma one, but it misses it as it kind of flutters out of the way. It is now the ice Mifit behind Balthazar's turn.
Here we go.
This one doesn't shoot frost breath. It's just gonna make a claw attack. Missing Balthazar, luckily. Bringing us back to Pebble, Shello, Balthazar, if you guys want to decide
All right.
The order here.
What's the plan? What's the strategy?
Okay. Here we go.
I'm here to save Teb.
I do want to sort of like get the ice guy from behind while he's attacking Balthazar, just to sort of surprise him.
Okay.
Well, you won't be able to surprise him. He knows you're there, but.
Well, but not if I sneakily do it.
You are.
I don't know how
big of a rock monster.
You are a literal
you are
huge rock
a
person.
Walking boulder. You're not sneaking anywhere.
Okay, so what if I just hit him in the face with a great axe?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, can I hit him in the face with a great axe?
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Okay. It's a 16. Does 16?
Yeah, you're able to hit this guy.
Okay, let's fucking go.
Let's see if you can see what you do to him.
Two damage. Oh my god.
8 whole damage. You slam your axe down at him, and it like shatters like an arm off of it. And it's looking pretty hurt, but it's still got some fire or ice in his eyes, I guess.
I can probably finish him off.
Balthazar, you want to go next?
Balthazar next?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Hit him good.
I think I'm going to go ahead and use, I'm liking my better odds with Acid Splash.
Yeah, your Acid Splash just kind of misses him. It gets nowhere near him. He's able to dodge out of it pretty easily. They're small little guys. Keep that in mind. They're fairly small.
little fellas.
Looking at these little guys, they're just like, they're like little evil motherfuckers. They're like standing around, like dancing and shit, like throwing like fireballs, ice claws, shit like that. They're very mischievous little creatures.
I like them.
And they seem to not give a fuck if like they hurt each other. They just kind of like attack like chaotically.
Shello appreciates their dancing, huh? Yeah.
I love their moves.
They're like little like imp elemental things.
That's lovely. Okay. I'm low on health. I kind of don't want to just attack. I want to move back behind Marin. And then can I throw a dagger at this fire one?
Can you throw a dagger as a bonus action?
Oh shit, that's a good question. Oh, so moving counts as an action.
If you want to disengage from the ones that are in your range, yeah.
Shit.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I'd like to stay where I am and instead slash at this guy.
The fire one, okay.
Yeah, with my...
Yeah, he's probably almost dead, huh?
With my funny scimitar.
All right, go ahead.
For 18. Or 21.
21? Ooh, yeah, you definitely hit this guy.
Okay.
He's very dazed by that frost.
I hit him by it for 4.
For 4?
Yeah.
That guy sure is looking pretty dazed.
Shut up.
That motherfucker looking dazed.
Yeah, you hit this guy as he's dazed there. He really gets the blunt of the attack. Even though it didn't attack for a lot, he's already pretty hurt, so it does get him for a good amount. Okay. He's looking very hurt right now. If you wanna go for the second attack.
I'd like to go for the second attack on him.
Go ahead.
Fuck, never mind. Well,
ouch.
Oh yeah, the second one misses. You're not able to get the killing blow on him.
Off my footing.
That makes it Teb's turn though. He's just gonna go for this ice one again that he's right in front of. He stabs his dagger into the chest of this thing, and there's cracks form like all around this thing, like almost like it's ready to like shatter. But that brings us to Mirin, the one wedged between all of this.
Yeah, just in the middle of everything.
Dogpiling on Mirin.
For real. Mirin's gonna swing for the dust method again.
All right.
Please. Okay.
Ooh.
Does a 23
hit? 23 definitely hits this thing.
Nice. 9 slashing damage.
9? You bring your halberd right down on it and like crush it below you. But when you lift it up, it kind of like reforms a little bit. It's definitely very, very hurt. But it's still got some life in it. This magma one right above you, it's going to do something similar to the ice breath, but with fire.
Lovely.
It's going to shoot a cone of fire. It's going to point it sort of like angle it so it gets Mirin, Balthazar, and Pebble here.
Ah, shit.
So make a dexterity saving throw for me.
Okay.
Oh god.
If you insist. Fuck.
I did not want it.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm still gonna
roll.
Good job, Mirin. Like, I got a nat 20. I rolled twice just for fun, because I do still have advantage.
Just like
but,
the
you know.
Dice when they roll.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, advantage. Roll once, nat 20. Well, I have to roll again. It's higher.
Pebble, Balthazar, you both get a little bit singed by it, but you're mostly able to dodge it. You take 2 fire damage. Mirin, right in front of this thing, but still able to kind of like dodge out of its out of the beam it shoots out of fire, is able to take nothing at all, rewarding your natural 20 there. It is now the other magma one right next to that one going to try to claw at Mirin, but not hitting. Now the ice one at the very back of the pack is going to see that there's a lot of stuff happening over here. It's going to join the fight over here and try to get the guard that's to the side a bit. Ooh, and hitting this guy, doing a decent chunk of damage. The magma one is also on the guard. Oh, also hitting him and doing a sizable chunk to this guard. This guard is getting fucked up by these two Mephits back here.
Oh shit. I mean, I'm not that worried about them actually.
Yeah.
That's funny.
This dust one shoot a cone of dust at you guys.
Which direction is he shooting this cone?
He's not hitting you, Balthazar, but he's getting Mirin, Shello, and Teb. And also yes. the ice one back there. He gets that chunk there. So you guys make another dexterity saving throw for me.
Oh boy.
As this sort of sandstorm comes at you guys. Holy shit! Mirin, these things are just...
They can't touch me.
Yeah, Shello, you unfortunately get hit. Luckily, it's just sand, so it doesn't really do any damage to you. But it does get all up in your eyes and you cannot see.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
You can't see anything. You're blinded. You have to make another... saving throw at the start of your next turn.
I see. If only I had eyelashes.
At the beginning of my next turn, am I able to just like use my turn to lick clean Shello's eyes?
Don't lick my eyes.
No, why would you even say that? First of all, you'd have to take an action disengage to do that.
Come close.
Anyway, it's the steam one above Shello's turn. This guy, this lady. Which one was it? That was the lady.
That was the mother.
That was the mother, yeah. You, looking at it, you see that it's like, it's steam like put together, but it kind of has like a physical form. That physical form kind of like dissipates as it gets like more smoky, just kind of turning into like a bit more of like a cloud of smoke. So it seems like it's a bit harder to hit now. Next it is the ice one. It's going to do a claw attack at you, Shello.
Oh, good.
Actually, it's going to go for Teb, since Teb just fucking implanted a dagger into his chest. But that dagger in its chest kind of distracted it. All the cracks forming on it, it misses Teb. It is then this guard over here's turn.
Oh, what's he up to?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Dying?
Let's see.
Does he scream in pain?
He's going to try to, like, bite at the ice one with his, very sharp shark teeth.
Is chompers?
He's getting icy hot.
Don't lick the ice.
Bites a chunk out of this ice guy.
refreshing.
After that bite, he takes a second bite.
Not hot.
Bro's just eating away at this guy.
This is another good good chunk of this one. He's one of those people that likes chewing on ice.
It's
ice chewers.
Nice.
Freak.
I kind of like chewing on ice. I am anemic.
Did you just say freak?
I do it as well, but fucking freak.
The ice one above Pebble is going to try to swipe at Pebble.
Why?
And misses.
Why?
Awesome. It is now your guys' turn.
Okay, Pebble, Shello, Balthazar. I want to finish off this fucker. He just tried attacking me. I want to finish him off. Fuck this guy. Fuck him.
Can we get rid of the cone on screen?
No, I want him gone. Get rid of him. Now.
24? Go ahead, roll damage.
Does the 24 hit?
Yeah, the 24 hits.
Okay, 12.
Oh, how do you want to finish this ice guy?
I want to fucking... I chop off his arm, right, with my great axe. The other arm. I grab him by the neck. And then
Pebble, make a dexterity saving throw.
But I really want to. I really just. Let me have this. A 15. Let me have this.
Alright, 15. You chop this thing's arm off, and like it. Ice shoots out of it and into you. You take 2 ice damage from that. You try to do this cool thing, but like it just kind of bursts and explodes crumbles
evil.
With your hands. It kind of just falls to the ground in little ice pieces and kind of melts
that's
on the floor.
Bullshit. I just sort of.
Actually, Balthazar, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no!
No!
I didn't realize you were also standing there.
Motherfucker.
Balthazar, no. Some of the ice gets into you too. You take 2 cold damage.
Epic.
This is horseshit.
This is awesome.
I'm going to fuck up this dust demon.
Alright.
I'm going to use magic missile. Fuck.
Oh.
You shoot your magic missile, you kind of get like a not very strong burst out, but you still are able to hit this thing, and it bursts inside of it, shooting sand all over the place. Mirin, Balthazar, make a dexterity saving throw. Constitution saving throw, actually, sorry.
Oh my god. Oh. After I roll
Fuck you,
Balthazar. you're able to kind of see it coming after shooting the missile into it. You're able to shield your eyes. Mirren, though, you get a bunch of dust in your eyes and you're blinded now.
Yay!
Fuck you, Mazi.
We're all blind.
Mirren's eyes.
Stop.
Stop. No.
Is that an option?
You can't even reach her eyes.
No more licking for you.
True.
Oh yeah, baby.
Luckily, you're able to kind of wipe your eyes clean of the sand you can now see.
Just fucking swing at them again, okay. I guess.
Which one would you like
to swing? Swing at the ice guy.
The ice one, the one that has all the cracks in him? Okay, go ahead.
Ice guys do, in fact, finish last.
Natural 20, roll that damage.
Okay. Hey.
Shello, you swing at this thing and he's already cracked. You get the finishing blow on him and he bursts again. This one bursts. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, fuck, not again. Could be worse.
13. It's ice goes like everywhere. You take 3 cold damage from that, so you don't get you don't get all of it, but it still does a good amount. Teb also gets 3 ice damage at him.
Teb.
So he's kind of hurt right now.
Teb.
I'm so glad he's the only one that likes Teb.
Sweet. I'm going to start shooting magic missiles because I now know these things explode and damage us.
Balthazar, I'm very sorry. I didn't know that it would splatter all over your eyes when it.
Yes, you did.
I'm glad you did it because you blinded me. Asshole.
Listen.
I'm blind as well, or I was.
Not my fault.
Oh god.
That thing would have exploded either way. It's not my fault that your dexterity saved this shit.
Kiss my ass, Mazi.
You guys are so mean to each other.
I'm
it's the whole friendship.
We're supposed to be like a family.
It's the whole friendship.
What did you roll?
Teb is like, oi, nice going, partner. We double teamed him.
Don't say it like that, Teb.
He runs up to Steam One. He's like, all right, let's DP this one now, buddy. He swings his dagger at it, but like it goes right through him. Like I said, this thing has turned into like just like a cloud of air, and Teb was not able to get his dagger into any physical form. He's like, oh shit. Okay, it's Mirren's turn now.
So the steam one's just air currently.
The steam one. I'll tell you, it has the blur spell on it. Makes it so it's just harder to hit, basically. You have a disadvantage on rolls against it.
Okay. You also have to do dex to wipe your eyes or whatever.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Please.
Thanks for being a party
pooper. Oh yes, you are able to clear your eyes of that sand. So you're fine. You can see now.
I'm so glad that I rolled 20 from that one.
You're rolling very good today.
The Luxon rolls today is just like not okay. It's crazy.
It's only on my deck saves. Yeah, nothing else. It's just. I guess then Marin's just gonna swing for the Magma Method just right in front of her.
Okay.
Wait.
I go ahead and roll an attack then.
What do you mean, wait?
We haven't killed one of the magma ones yet. We don't know what they do when they die.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck.
I'm using a magic missile on them.
Fuck, dude.
I'm only saying this because I don't have a lot of health left.
I have 120 foot range on the magic missile.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I'm so glad that you mentioned that though, because I'm actually going to take a step back from that. Is there anything I can do to like push them back?
Do a strength check.
Strength check?
Yeah, you should be pretty good at that, so. Which one are you shoving?
The one in front of me.
Okay.
It's going to send your hands.
That's fine. Or no, I'm not gonna shove it with my hands.
Oh.
So you just like stick your halberd out and just kind of shove it back. You're able to like overpower this thing. You shove it back this way. It's not knocked prone or anything. You just kind of like swatted away, basically. It's like a little flying guy, so he kind of goes backwards.
If I move forward, like closer to the one that I just pushed, does that, will that give the steam and other magma one a chance to attack me if I just move forward?
No, you'd still be in combat range, technically, so you'd just be moving slightly within the combat range. But didn't you just push that thing so you wouldn't be in range of it?
I pushed it because so that Shellow wouldn't be in range of it.
Okay, so you're fine with you being in range of it. Okay, if you want to move, then that's fine.
I'm fine. I just, you know, Marin notices that these things have a tendency to explode.
Yeah.
And Marin knows that, you know, she's pretty sturdy. Like, she's confident that she could take it, but she is not going to put everyone else in danger just to try and get this guy.
I think that the guys are a little bit scrunkly.
My question is, can Marin hit the gritty?
Anyway, is that your turn, Marin, or do you want to hit the gritty?
No! That's Marin's turn. God damn.
Bonus action.
Leave this poor veteran alone. She has done nothing
roll
wrong.
Roll a performance check for the gritty.
Yeah, roll
no!
Mirren, the one you just shoved, after you shoved it, it grabs at your halberd, and your halberd starts to heat up in your hands. The metal kind of like gets warm. Okay, make a constitution saving throw.
15.
15, you're able to keep hold of it. You kind of power through the heat, but you do take you take 6 fire damage from it.
Holy shit.
Ouchie, mama.
It is now the other magma one next to you's turn. This one is gonna swipe at you with its claws. Does a 19 hit?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, you take 6 more fire damage from that as its claws singe your little green orc skin or big green orc skin. Okay.
Someone smell something.
Big green.
This guard is looking very, very bloodied up by these two things bullying him over here. Oh, this magma one, it just grabs at him, heats his head, and this guard's head just fucking explodes. He falls over dead.
I was not ready for that. We're gonna have to make the podcast rated PG-13 now for graphic.
Lemon could splouge.
Yeah, if we're PG-13, we get one fuck. That's the rule of PG-13.
You just
shit!
Cinnamon.
No! We can't say fuck again!
Shit?
No! Rated R!
Oh, God.
I'm
literally tweaking out right now.
I think we're off the deep end.
We're on the dust one now. Or the steam one, I mean. Its body reforms as it does a claw attack on Shello.
Oh, boy.
Shello!
Shello does an 8 hit.
No.
Oh, it hits you as it's still reforming, and its claw just goes right through you as it's still kind of a bit foggy. That means we're on Pebble, Shello, Balthazar, if you guys want to decide the order
I
here.
I don't mind not going first. I think whoever...
Okay, me turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you see this ice demon?
It's scary.
I'm gonna hit it with a magic missile and watch him go explode.
Roll damage for that. 4 force damage. Yeah, you shoot this magic missile over, and it hits him, doing a good chunk of his health. This is the one that's that had some bites taken out of it, so he's looking fairly good right now.
Guess I'll move. Actually, I'm gonna move back.
If I were to use my telepathy to talk to the other guard over in the wherever the fuck he is. Like the sand.
Yeah,
pit.
you kind of see his like head poking out.
You're a fat fuck, you piece of shit, hiding in your little sand bunker. How about you come out here and fight me?
And I assume he doesn't know who's talking. So,
well, this is kind of like echoing inside of his mind. Does it say if they can respond to that or? Like through telepathy back?
No, it just says no.
He does not respond. If he could, he does not respond.
Okay. Well,
I didn't even know Shello had the ability of telepathy.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like that's a pretty major power that was completely glossed over.
What do you mean? I want to throw a dagger at him.
Okay. Which one?
A dagger. The top guy. I thought you meant what dagger.
Yeah, choose your least favorite dagger to throw.
Oh, shit.
A nine misses him. So you throw your dagger and it goes. Oh, yeah. You've never thrown a dagger, or actually, you've only thrown daggers juggling them. You've never thrown it at something, so it just kind of.
Never had a target before.
Yeah, it just kind of goes there. Nowhere near him.
A slide whistle noise. As it flies the air.
Can I give the guard bardic inspiration?
What?
Yeah. What do you want to do to inspire this guy? He's kind of peeking over the pit that's looking at you.
He looks like a fucking coward, and I want to give him courage. Is that possible?
Yeah, so, go ahead.
I don't know.
What do you do to inspire him? Hit the gritty?
Yeah, do I?
Oh my god.
I hit the fucking whoa.
Oh no, not the whoa.
Hey, he sees you just hit the whoa real quick and his eyebrows just go up and he's kind of impressed.
Oh, this is so dumb.
This is so fucking stupid.
That's all I want.
So is it Temp's turn? Or is...
I'm dead. I guess
okay, Temp is gonna try to hit the steam guy again.
Wait, no, I didn't go.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Temp was just very eager.
I would like to run all the way up to this guy. I would like to put both of these guys to sleep with sleep spell. 17.
This ice one, who's already pretty exhausted, he falls asleep. This magma one is still fit and ready to kill you, so he's too energetic to be able to fall asleep, but you were able to put the...
Is the ice one a honk shoe or honk me 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 type gal?
What?
He growls in his sleep.
Oh man, that's kind of cute, not gonna lie.
His ice teeth chatter together. Is that everything for you?
I would like to smile.
Okay, then it's now Teb's turn. Teb is actually able to hit this thing now as it reformed its body. He does a very sizable chunk of damage at the top here by like the royals, this announcer guy. He's like,
these halflings, they turned into these creatures from my magic abilities with my staff. Uh-oh. I'm your warden Gurgle, and this is one crazy fight. Let's see what this orc lady does next.
Can I shout back to him? Or do if I you want. My turn?
Yeah, wait your turn, Shello.
Okay, sorry. Oh, wait, my turn. No, it's okay.
Yeah, I have to go to my turn. He's
This announcer guy, who's kind of shoutcasting the match, he was the warden of the prison, turned like announcer for the Colosseum. And his name is Gurgle.
He kind of fine.
What Gurgle. An awful name.
Gurgle, he's nuts.
No.
Nice, dude. He hears you say that and he gets his staff ready to cast a spell.
Oh god.
I'm kidding.
My joke doesn't make sense anymore.
Was that your joke?
No, because just in context, we've already passed what he said.
Well, like a turn in combat is like a couple of seconds, so...
No, I know, but I mean, like, we won't remember exactly what he said whenever we get to my turn.
No, it's fine. Oh, you no, just
you
save
don't
it. Just save
have
it.
To go to your turn.
We'll get to your turn soon. Mirren, what are you doing?
I thought it would be funny.
Guys, Mirren's doing a thing.
Were you able to think over that?
Yeah, I was trying to decide if I wanted to rage or if I just want to hit it.
Ooh. Oh no.
But I don't think I will rage because there happen to be a lot of friendlies very close to me.
Just don't roll a one on your wild magic table.
Yeah, I do it last time.
Imagine killing something and getting it to throw shards into you.
No, I'm just gonna swing at the like fairly injured one in front of me. Okay. So the 19 hit.
Yeah, you hit this guy.
Alright.
Easy target.
10.
Go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw, Mirren.
12, I guess.
As you swing your halberd at this thing, you hit it and just immediately it just bursts with lava going every direction in front of it. You take 5 fire damage from it as this lava just gets all over you. The magma lands on the steam one and the magma one as well, but they just seem to not be really phased by the heat of it.
Oh shit.
Now it's the magma one to the left of you. is going to claw at you with its little magma claws, but it misses. Swings at you, doesn't hit, so has some magma in his eyes from his brother.
So it doesn't get hurt, but it does struggle with you from the
magma still lands on it. It doesn't have eyelashes.
This one flies up next to you and tries to swing. He might be a little sleepy from that spell, but that made a miss. Just in lore, that made a miss. To explain it anyway, this guy in the pit all the way back here, he hasn't gotten out yet. He's still just kind of watching shit go down. He is feeling pretty inspired though.
That's good.
The steam one is going to claw at Mirren. Does a 15 hit?
No.
I suggest that Pebble retreats from combat?
I kind of wanted to fuck that guy up who just attacked me, not gonna lie.
Well, you could, but...
Well, hold on. Actually, Shello, you go first because you have something to say to this warden.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's hear what you had to say.
Goodness. Again, no one's gonna... Okay. So I look the warden dead in the eyes. Uh-huh. And I don't know, flap out my arms. And I'm like, fuck you and your staff, buddy!
He...
You know what? That's so true.
He hears that, and he's like, what the fuck do this thing to say to me? You talking to me? He's gonna roll initiative.
I'm in
real
Boston
quick.
Moment. You're rolling something?
No, don't worry about it.
That's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Shella, go. We'll finish your turn.
Yeah, okay. Can I attack the mist or the
steam one?
The steam guy.
Just gonna do a sword attack?
Just a regular old sword attack. I don't think a 12 hits, does it?
That does hit it, yes. Roll damage.
Oh.
Four?
Alright, yeah, you swing at this thing, you're able to hit him. Are you going in for another attack?
No. Just to save myself for later, I would like to use Healing Word on myself.
Yeah, always save yourself for marriage.
Save yourself for marriage.
No, premarital all the way.
Premarital Healing Word.
If you never get married, then it's not premarital.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I use the thing now?
Yeah, you can go ahead and heal yourself.
Lane, that's a great
argument.
Oh,
yeah, check that out.
Four healing.
Okay, I'm just gonna hit him with a good old Great Axe special, as they call it.
How much does that cost?
Does a 17 hit?
17? A 17 does hit.
Okay.
Roll damage.
I slash him for 14.
Oh, Jesus
damage.
Christ. Yeah, you slash this thing and leave a giant gaping wound in it that's kind of pouring out blood and magma.
Is he not dead?
Are you going for the magma one or the
this
ice one?
This one. You're going for the magma one, right?
Well, the ice one's not as much of a problem.
Yeah, the magma
eyes.
One hadn't gotten hit yet, so it was still fully healthy. But yeah, it's looking very injured now, at
Damn
least.
I thought
it's
not... already been hit. Well, I'm in a sticky situation now, aren't I?
Okay, well, I'm sorry for this pebble.
You shoot that motherfucker.
Easily do this.
What do you mean? What are you about to do?
Well, if I make him go, let me make a splat, he's going to hit...
Oh, you cum stain.
Hey, that's two in one.
That's worse than mine.
Yeah, probably.
Can I make a suggestion for Balthazar?
Go for it.
I think the ice one is weaker.
It is.
Yes, but
dead.
The flame one's not gonna have as much of a weakness to the ice as the ice one's gonna have a weakness to the flame one.
Hmm.
Is that true? Can we get someone who knows?
Looking at it, you could come to that conclusion. Knowing your elements.
Fire has more tendency to melt ice than ice has to.
Hey,
put out
I'm
fire.
Just saying.
It'll just melt the ice.
I've not seen
Pokemon logic
I haven't seen ice melt fire yet.
Listen, Pokemans.
So there's the wrong way.
When it melted the ice, it would still. Like put out some of the fire too, though.
So I'm gonna use magic missile on the magma one.
Okay, go ahead and damage.
Or
this thing does explode. Pebble, make a dexterity saving throw.
I fucking forgot. God damn it!
8. So the magma gets on you. You still take, you're able to shield yourself a bit, but you still take 3 magma damage. Then the one next to you starts to melt and it combusts, shooting ice at you.
You kidding me?
Make fuck? Another dexterity saving throw.
Okay, this is stupid. Hopefully this one's fucking... Oh my god!
Oh, yes. You take, luckily this one isn't as big as the magma one. He's kind of smaller, so he only gets you... You take the full brunt of it, you only take 4 ice damage, though.
Okay. I hate this.
I completely forgot about the other one exploding.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
So it's 8 ice, or 4 ice damage, and then... Was it... So
I
no?
4 and 3, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's 7.
It's fine though. Those two are dead now.
Guys, I'm at like half health now. Guys, I'm literally. I'm
you
literally,
have a potion, are you?
What's your
I'm
HP
literally not nay-naying. I'm at 17. I'm not nay-naying.
Do you not
I'm
have
a
potion?
12.
I've been hovering around
no, I have
half
a
health for a while.
Teb is next though. If that's everything for Balthazar.
I hate Teb.
You got Teb, this, Teb.
You say you hate Teb, but he swipes at this thing and just cuts it right in half, the steam one, and it falls to the floor. But Mirren, Shello, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh boy.
I hope Pep goes...
How does fog hurt you?
No, it's steam.
Oh, okay, so 15.
Okay, so as this thing falls to the ground, it kind of explodes in like hot steam. Mirren, you take 4 damage. Shello, you take 4 damage. Teb also takes 4 damage, and he gets very burnt. He's looking really hurt from it. He has like burns all over his body.
Wait, I took 4 damage?
You
I'm confused.
Eight,
yeah,
you
no,
took 4 damage.
He
would have
done
8 damage, yes.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, good.
Good. Speaking of 8, I'm on 8 health.
You guys think you have a bad... I only have 17 health.
Dude, that's fucked.
I'm gonna kill you.
She just said she's 8 health.
I guess the only thing left to do really is to swing at the guy next to me, right? Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's pretty much all there is to do.
Go for it.
Please. Oh, fuck.
Finish the fight.
Okay, well, it was nice.
Oh.
7? You miss.
Oh.
I rolled a nat 1.
Gurgle, he's up there. He's mad at Shello. He's like, you think my staff is dumb? How do you think it's dumb now? He creates a giant magical staff right above you, Shello, that smashes down on you, and you take 7 damage.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
My little ant pal! No!
If you're on 8 health, and now you're... Are you on 1 health now?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
I
never
deserve that one.
Between someone
Go
and
fuck yourself.
Anyway, now it's the magma one next to Mirren that is going to swipe at Mirren. 20 hits, right?
Yeah.
You take 5 damage from that as it slashes
well,
at you.
I'm on 3 HP. So when this thing explodes, I will probably go with it.
Skipping the guard who's still hiding, we're going to go to Pebble Shello Balthazar. If you guys want to decide
I'm
the
going
order
first.
Here.
I'm healing Shello. He's
Fuck
at
off,
my
no.
man's at... What do you mean, fuck off? Fine, I'm healing Mirren.
Yeah,
me,
do
man.
It. Yeah.
What?
Do it. Mirren's the one in danger here, not Shello.
Exactly.
Okay, Shello has 1 health. Oh, well,
I'm fine.
I'm on 3 and in the path of
okay,
the explosion.
Yeah, true. Okay, I heal you for 3 health. How about that? I heal you for 3. There you go. I just doubled your health. Maybe.
You could have doubled mine with a 1.
Shut up. You didn't take my offering.
I didn't want it.
You're so mean. Shello,
I never
we
wanted your
friends.
Help.
I
I'm
thought
here
we were
with
best
Tim.
Friends, Shello.
I love Tim more than you could ever know.
In Tim's arms? Is that the goal here?
Maybe I'll use Magic Missile on Tim.
Both of our Shello, do either of you want to attack the magma thing? But...
Well, can I go first?
You can go first, yeah.
Just in case.
Do you think you can get Mirren out of the way?
I don't know. I don't know if that's possible from here. I wanted to heal myself. Okay.
So 7 to yourself and then
Balthazar McQueen.
Well, what did you just say to me?
No, remember
permission to use magic missile on Pebble.
Permission granted. Take the shot.
Take the shot.
Let's not make this combat any longer. Just shoot at the magma thing.
Alright. Shoot magic missile at the magma gobble ghoul. Bop. Fuck.
Three. Yeah, you hit him, but it seemed like the impact didn't do too much. He's still...
No. He's still living.
He's looking fairly healthy still, in fact.
Mirren, it'll be you doing the finishing blow, I think.
Well, actually, it's Teb's turn.
It's
Teb. Teb's gonna run up. He's able to stab it, and he's able to do. Oh, he hits this one for a good amount too. It's starting to look pretty hurt now, as it's starting to get the full force of everyone going at him.
Would roll another net 20, Mirren.
So yeah, now it's Mirren's turn.
For sure. You already know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna swing at him.
Yep.
You know. Just swing down on him. Fuck. Does an 11 hit?
11 actually does hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, huzzah.
It just hits him.
And...
Oh! Yeah, how do you want to finish this guy off?
I'm just gonna...
Look, I'm gonna get a helmet and just, like, throw it. Lob it at the announcer.
No. After getting a little bit of, you know, help from Pebble and feeling a little bit reinvigorated, Mirren just... picks up the halberd and slams it down as hard as she can, practically splitting the thing in two.
Yeah, you do that and magma sprays on you, Pebble, and Teb. All of you make a dexterity saving throw.
I hate dex checks because it's always so bad. I always do
almost
so
like you have a
tough,
negative
dude.
On it.
Pebble, Mirren, you both... The way Mirren split this thing just made it like a geyser of lava and just goes all over you guys. You take 9 damage, both of you.
Oof. Well, wait a minute.
I only have 8.
Teb re-gets the burns on his body.
No! Wait, I have to look at something real quick. Give me a second. I have to look at my stuff.
Yeah?
It's just counting.
I'll have 1 HP left. Restless Endurance. When reduced to 0 HP but not killed, you can drop to 1 HP instead.
Okay, yeah.
When
so you almost fall over, but you're able to keep yourself up. But this one is dead. There's still the guard. However, next up in the turn order is the warden.
Ho ho ho! Good job! We don't need this guy anymore.
He slams down the spiritual weapon and just fucking... crushes it beneath it. God. That guard just gets fucking splattered all over the sand pit. The warden gurgle. He's like, "All right, give it up for the winning team, killing the defenseless family of halflings that I turned into these evil creatures." All right, next up, and he trails off, explaining the next fight as some more guards come take you guys out of the arena.
Man, fuck that guy.
I don't know, I wouldn't fuck with him personally.
Okay, buddy. Chum.
No, I'm just saying I got hit by like a huge
there
like,
is a
staff.
Child in this call.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't mess with him because he hit me with a massive fucking staff.
You asked for it.
Ina,
yeah.
Did you make it that we can't open doors anymore?
Stop trying to open doors.
Yeah, you get the impression that warden is a very strong like magic user. Just from the attacks he's done. But anyway, you guys are escorted back to the kind of like kitchen area, dining area to get your food after the fight and kind of rest up from your wounds. Should I put on cell comedy or cell regular music for this? How funny do you guys think you're gonna be?
Cell comedy.
Let's put on some comedy. Cello has trauma. He needs some comedy.
Oh, Cello.
Cello's about to get murdered by a paper airplane. You know.
What's wrong with the poor guy?
Cello's at 1 HP. He's fucking crushed.
And Mirren is also at 1 HP. Like,
I don't think anyone's gonna fuck with Mirren.
Well,
Cello picks fights.
Pebble's doing great.
Cello feels defeated from the fight physically, but mentally he's reinvigorated by the grand slop, I assume, that we're eating.
Today, it's different from the slop you had yesterday. The slop you had yesterday was like a brown, viscous texture. Today it's green, viscous texture.
It's still viscous, though.
Yeah. It's a different shade.
Maybe Cello notices
vegetables in it.
Shella notices the increase in vegetables and thinks it would be a great time to once
I say
again
vegetables
joke...
with quotes, by the way. It's maybe, it's probably not real vegetables.
I don't know if you could tell from the way my avatar was moving.
I mean,
the quotes
it grows. It might just be like a mold. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Oh, no.
It's all natural.
Yeah, what are you doing, Shella?
Shella decides that he wants to put on another performance for all of the hard work that everyone has
okay.
done.
Roll with disadvantage performance check, because you are fucking bleeding out right now.
Yeah. I think it would be funnier if Shella like tried to do something and just fell. So
just passes out from blood loss.
Shella attempts to hit the woe.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So 16. You're still able to give like a pretty good performance. People are like looking, cheering, clapping. Not as good as yesterday. So like some people might like not really be paying attention as much, but some people put some gold on like the table by you. You get 3 gold from it.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
All for little old me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, keep in mind, you also placed a bet in your guy's winning.
Didn't we place a bet?
We did.
Hey, guys. I almost forgot. Sorry.
Guys, I think we placed a bet on ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah. I need my mess back.
All right, let's go get our shit back.
Yeah, yeah. You guys walk over to the slime people, the slime area. Slim is once again like manning the thing with Goopity next to him as like the muscle keeping watch.
You guys were able to kill those fucking halflings. Good job, you guys. You guys made your bet back. Man, I'm surprised you guys actually killed all those helpless people. But I'm not the fighter, I guess.
He slides across a whopping 52 gold over to you, Shello.
To everyone or just me?
Well, you're the one who placed like the bet. Yeah, I mean he does it towards your general direction, but like you're the first one who walked kind of into the room. So you guys can split it amongst yourselves if you want. But I think it was Shello and Balthazar who placed the bet.
Hey, I placed the bet as well. I bet my lunch or my mess kit.
They didn't. I don't know if you remember.
What was the odds
no,
that
no,
bet?
They took it.
The odds.
If they took it, then it's like in the back and a bunch of junk.
What the hell?
I remember that they did.
Did you
make note of how much the bet was?
Sorry, what did you say, Mozzie?
Did you make note of how much the bet was?
It was like 20 something. You guys placed.
Among us. I would like to split it 4 ways.
Mm-hmm.
As in,
it was mine and your gold, not theirs.
Yeah, but I mean, Sorry, do you need me to do the voice here?
Yeah, please get the RP in.
Sorry.
But we all work just as hard together. I think even though the scary green one may have hit me a few times, I think we could all use better teamwork.
I mean, I healed you. I mean, like...
Not you.
I should get a little...
I'm saying we split.
I'm trying to argue... Never mind. I'm just trying to argue my point. Never mind.
Balthazar, you hit me with so many of those exploded remains. What are you on about?
Listen, performed well because the absolute negative of that battle would be death.
I mean, yeah, but we still helped you out. That doesn't change anything.
How are you gonna split 52 against 4?
Okay. 13.
Okay.
13.
You make a good point, Balthazar. How about I split it 3 ways between the rest of us, and you keep your money?
You keep your 52, and I split my 52 between the rest of us.
It's 52 in total.
Oh, what the fuck? Okay, I'm confused now.
If you split it 4 ways, each of you would get 13.
20.
Yeah, I did.
13? Huh?
Huh?
52 divided by 4, that's 13.
I can't do math.
Neither can I.
I'm an ant.
How are you going to divide 52 by 4? 13, and so I can't.
Is there any way me and Balthazar can come to an agreement? Could we split the money 50-50 between me and you? Because you don't want to give them the money?
Just split it.
Just split it. Okay.
That took way too long to figure out.
Wait, no, you guys have an agreement. I do have a stock in my shop if you guys want to re-spend that.
Can I have my mess kit back?
My
mess kit.
Goopity kind of like goes up in front of you and kind of like bumps you with his goopy little chest, and he kind of like jiggles as you like kind of like get bumped back a little bit. I'm
very, very visibly uncomfortable by this.
His arms are just kind of crossed as he's like looking you straight in the eyes.
Hello?
He's cross-eyed. I'm imagining.
Which eye am I supposed to be looking at right now, sir?
One of his eyes kind of like slowly like drops and droops down inside of him as it just kind of floats around.
I just sort of have a staring contest, trying to wait for him to say something.
He doesn't say anything.
I think info on the next fight's just something we have to get. Like, we gotta have it. In my eyes.
Yeah, but then, at least from where I'm standing, I'm then down to like 19 gold.
That we could split the 15 amongst ourselves.
You guys want to play Among Us after this?
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Guys don't need any healing potions? I got some word that you guys got pretty hurt out there.
I'd like your most average healing potion, please.
Yep, 17 gold.
All right. Here you go, good man. Goopity man.
I don't have enough for info on the next fight, but if someone wanted to split the cost, I mean, you know.
How much is it again?
15.
It's 15.
I mean, Marin would chip in for that.
Hip hip huzzah, I guess.
I'll flick in five gold.
Okay.
Oh. Five gold,
I guess,
then?
Yeah,
or?
I get just five. Yeah. Five times three is 15.
Cool.
Yeah,
crazy. Crazy that you were able to do that math.
Slim's like, lol, alright, Squelch, get out here.
Squelch, the other slime guy who's also like pinkish red, like Slim, he walks out with like a clipboard and paper. Clipboard is kind of like floating inside of him, but his eyes kind of move inside of him to like look at it.
Okay, now we got looks like they're changing up the arena quite a bit for your next fight. They're moving in a bunch of lava, it looks like. A lot of lava. The reading's off the charts for the amount of lava in the next fight. Looks like they're putting some of the other prisoners against you guys. Other than that, I'm not sure. We don't have word on anything else, but a lot of lava and some other of the prisoners in this prison. They're probably gonna throw in a monster or something, but I don't know which one it is yet.
That doesn't give us much information, but a lot of lava. Okay.
Well, we still get the 15 gold. I don't care if you're happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
Slim chimes in. He's like, oh, no, I'll let you know. We do have those potion of fire resistances. 15, 25,
oh,
25 gold each.
25?
I can't afford that shit, though.
Can I check to see how like potent they are? Like, if they're watered down, like, how much resistance they really give?
Yeah, you want to make a medicine check? Yeah, as you're kind of looking at them in like the display shelf there.
Fuck.
10? They look like any other fire resistance potion you've seen.
Marin sort of follows Balthazar's eyesight and inspects the potions as well.
Yeah, go ahead. Medicine check.
14
looks like any other potion of fire resistance you've seen.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't trust it. So how much do we have all together?
I have 9.
I have 23.
I have 8.
I have 8 as well.
One potion can only be used once.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. I don't think we have much of a chance.
Without it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely don't. I'm thinking up strategies for what the fight could be like.
Which one of us even uses the potion if we buy it? I just don't know.
Hold on.
Holding.
Do you have any work for any extra gold?
Ooh. Any work? No, it's Slime Climb Gang. We do everything here. You're not slime, you're not part of us.
Can I play you a funny tune?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah,
make a performance check, I guess, if you want to do that.
just to get this money off them. Again. The next time you do this, you need to like buy a ukulele and start playing it.
Fuck.
Nine. Are you playing like a song? Are you like singing to him?
Yeah. I take out my funny ant horn, and try and play a couple notes, but. I don't know, some of my blood got into it or something, so it just
no,
sounds
yeah, you,
like
you,
shit.
You play and it just doesn't sound great. He's like, oh, okay, thanks. Anyway, yeah, 25 gold.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
Who's proficient in, like, sleight of hand?
I don't think I am.
I have a plus two, but could I, like...
I have a minus one.
Intimidate him? I want...
I am
what
not
are you guys looking
down to that if you want
it's not even,
to.
It wouldn't be... I don't know, because I don't think Marin would, like, intentionally be like, lower your prices, but also, like, just a very intimidating, because, you know, she is 7'2". Just
for
an
real.
Accidentally intimidating, why is the price so high? I mean, you could try to persuade him, and if it doesn't go well, I could intimidate him. You know, the whole bigger guy standing behind the little guy.
Bring in the bigger guy.
He asked for no pickles.
For real.
Okay, I try and
right.
persuade
Michelle,
him.
Roll at disadvantage or persuade, since you already made a bad performance check. Right, what do you say to him to persuade him?
I say,
well... Looky here, Buster. You know. Sorry, already.
Looky here, Buster. Oh my
Looky
god.
Looky here, you slimy sir.
What?
Slimy sir. I'd like for you to realize we have a magma zone coming up, and we need fire resistance. Do you see the performance I did out there? People love me.
He's like,
I can't die.
Well, supply and demand. What can I say? Our prices are form.
Form.
So
I hardly know him.
Just, oh my god. Marin just like walks up behind Shello and crosses her arms, just staring down the slime man.
She's right behind me, isn't she?
Oh my god, shut up, dude.
Oh shit, it didn't work.
Oh,
six intimidation.
You
stare him down, and Goopity, the muscle, notices that and kind of goes up to you and make a strength check.
Okay, good thing I have +4 to strength. Right?
Flex your
muscles. I rolled a fucking 8.
He goes up to you. He's watching on Pebble, but his other eye is kind of like shifting to the side as it kind of drifts inside of him.
Did you
talk about the mess kit?
That was ages ago. That was so long
he's still
ago.
Watching
that
you,
like,
but he notices Marin is starting to cause trouble for Slim, so he goes up and just like shoves you back out of the jail cell and is kind of like standing in like the doorway to keep you out. And he goes like, whoa! Just like grunts. Just a slimy little grunt.
Does anyone want to try a sleight of hand check?
Dude, I have a -1. If someone else...
Slim is like, if you guys don't fucking buy something, you're gonna all get kicked out, and we're not gonna sell to you anymore. You got it?
Uh-oh.
Can I place a bet before
Evel
we get kicked out?
Just dejectedly walk out. She's not having it.
Okay, no. No.
May I please place the bet before the sleight of hand roll?
He already did it. A critical failure for the sleight of hand.
Oh my god, Mozzie!
Mozzie, you try to like fake him out, and Slim just immediately notices, and he Slim signals to Goopity. Goopity just fucking absorbs you inside of his body, walks out, and just shoots you out. You take 3 acid damage.
Oh my god.
Can Marin just pick Balthazar back up like the kid he grabbed again?
Yeah, yeah. Just holding him again.
Cannot be trusted.
Slim turns to you, Shello. He's like, "Oi, you're the last one in here. Are you buying anything or not?"
Like to place a bet, please.
Place a bet. How much you want to place?
All of my gold pieces.
How much do you got?
Nine.
Nine. All right, you play. You give me the gold.
Okay. Here you go.
All right, you give it. He kind of floats inside of him, and he dumps some of it out into like a little bucket, like marked with your guys' like party names on it. One of the gold is still kind of floating in him. He's like, "I'm keeping this one for myself because you guys are causing so much fucking trouble. Like, get out of here."
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Great. Our advances were really fruitful.
Yeah.
Here,
so
guys.
You guys leave, and Goopity just kind of closes the cell door behind you and just stares you guys down, waiting for you guys to leave.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
As you guys leave, you see like Glob Boss come out and like talking to Slim and stuff. You can't really make out what he's saying.
At this point, Pebble's already started walking back to the main sort of mess hall area.
Mm-hmm.
She's just not having it. She's completely separate from the group at this point because of that. But she's just sort of trying to get away as fast as possible.
Yeah, anything else you guys want to do before you go to your cells for the night?
Can we check up on the artist guy?
Yeah. Is everyone going?
You know what? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you don't have to be so enthusiastic.
I mean, I don't get a choice in the matter. Marin's carrying me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
You go up to his cell. It's kind of like the same thing as yesterday. He's kind of like pacing around, like painting a little bit every once in a while, but then like shaking his head and like kind of like scribbling it out and like kind of like pulling at his hair as he like mumbles to himself.
All right, he looks like he's doing well.
Teb is still with you guys, by the way. Teb is like, "Oi, now you guys don't fuck this up for me with the slime crying gang. I'm in with those guys, and I don't want them to fucking like hate me because I'm with you guys. So just don't fucking ruin it for me next time, okay?"
Teb,
he was there for that whole thing.
Yeah, he was gonna watch.
You did great in that fight. How can you lose faith in us after that amazing fight?
I did great. If I could place a bet on just myself, I would.
Out of all of us, I think you did the least in that fight, okay?
I killed like three of those things.
Quite a lot.
No, I disagree because I don't like you.
That's not real.
You would not have survived by
Don,
yourself.
Who you just entered the cell of as he's working, he's like, "What are you guys doing? I need to work here. Get the fuck out. What do you
sorry,
do? You want something?"
Don. Don, I was just here to check up.
Why is everyone so aggressive?
I've got a lot of stuff to do. They're putting my billboard up tomorrow. I have to work on it tomorrow.
I'm really starting to think that these people don't like us very much.
Do you guys need something?
Can I ask Gon if he sincerely likes us?
I barely know you guys. You guys seem okay. I don't know. We've talked like once.
Do you think that I'm the best out of the five of us?
No!
Do you think Teb is the best?
Yeah, I've known Teb a lot longer than you guys.
I love you,
and Teb. He kind of fist bumps Teb. It's like, oh, that's
Pebble
right.
Pebble dejectedly walks out after being called after being told she's not the favorite and just goes to herself.
Are you guys going back to your cell for the night?
I suppose so.
I think I'm probably losing enough blood to kill me at this stage. So.
Yeah, no kidding. I kind of hate most of the no actually I hate two out of four of these people.
Wait, who do you hate? Oh.
Oh, I hate Teb and I dislike Balthazar. How about that?
Wow.
Well, you didn't want to give us even a little bit of the money that I think that we earned just as much as you did.
I put my own money down.
Okay, but you ended up with more money than you started with. I mean, I don't know. I lost my mess kit today. I've gone through a lot. Okay?
You gave it away.
They told me that I could bet with my mess kit.
Can I say
no owl privileges?
Absolutely nothing to anyone, and just pet the owl.
Yes.
Yeah. What's everyone's passive perception?
Passive
what?
Perception.
13.
11.
Mine's 10.
Okay. Continue.
The word senses.
No, I hate that. Stop that. stop that, Peanut.
Passive perception. What are we supposed to be noticing?
First Peanut says okay. Just
you guys are still in the like hallway right now, if you guys want to like go to the table, anything like that.
Heather walks down to the table to grab a cold one with the boys.
And I'm walking away from the table.
That was going over like the dresser to like you are go still through being
carried. I have not put you down.
As you guys kind of leave the hallway, at this point the guards have called like lights out, all the jail cells are locked, but you guys start to hear the your jail cell door rattling a bit.
Oh dear.
Whoever wants to look, make a perception check.
I want to look.
Okay. Can we not like all?
I'm looking. Look.
Whoever wants to look first.
I got a 4.
Definitely not Scally.
No, but
Scally, you go up to look, you don't really see anything, then suddenly you're like pushed back a bit by the door opening. And Coster walking through.
Oh dear.
Closing it behind him.
It's scary.
He has like a ring of keys that he then closes the door, locks it again, puts it back in his pocket.
Hello? What are you doing here?
Who are you? Your name? Your name's Pebble, right?
Pebble, yeah.
Pebble. He kind of walks past you into the larger room, kind of taking in everyone, looking at all of you.
I was kind of hoping to hide behind the wall.
He sees you hiding from him and just kind of glances at you.
Can I use my chameleon carapace?
Yeah. You want to make a stealth check?
Okay, yeah, I get 18.
18? You kind of blend into the wall as he kind of walks by. He looks at you and says, "You don't need to hide. I come in peace."
Oh, dearie.
So I'm seeing through your 18 stealth check. Listen, I'm not here to fight you guys.
Can I,
Why are you here?
Can I sneak up behind him with my stealth check?
No.
Oh my god.
No, okay.
What are you trying to do here?
I was gonna try and steal the key, the keys.
If you want to like try to go to him and make a sleight of hand check, but
no, I don't want to anymore because he can see me walk up to him.
Yeah, I mean he directly spoke to you as you tried to camouflage away. You know he sees you. he's like
Balthasar's health checks.
Although he does see you kind of looking at where his keys are, and he spots you doing that. He says, "Listen, I've spent years in this prison working towards getting these various keys. I have them for each cell and the guard quarters. Obviously, I don't have keys as places exit. I would have left by now, but that's why I've come to you all today. I heard you all not wanting to be here. You all want to escape, right?"
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's pretty cozy.
Marin stays pretty silent, doesn't really make eye contact with any of the party members.
Teb kind of does the same. He's like, he's going through the wardrobe over there, but he's just kind of glancing over, like, kind of like trying to act like he's not listening, but he is. Anyway, Coster continues. He says, "And I know you're all skilled fighters from what you've done out there, accomplished. You've all lived this far. Most people just die in their first combat round. Anyway,
I'm bleeding to death."
you can fight and you want to escape. That's the best sign I've seen so far in this place. Ever since they turned this prison to a fighting pit, there's one time a day where we can actually go outside and can see the light of day. And I'm gonna tell you guys, I think that's our only shot of escape. If we can get through the stadium walls, we'd be free. And as a group, listen, I know the slime crime gang. They told you about what happened to me. I tried to escape. That was a while ago, and they've been making me fight alone ever since. But I've been able to hang in there and live. But I can't do it alone. You guys, your group, you're more likely to get out. And I'm willing to use these keys for you guys and sneak into the guards' quarters where they have a supply room and get anything that you need to help you escape.
There's hundreds of people watching us. How are we supposed to escape when we have an audience?
There's like three people in the crowd at most.
Okay, shut up, shut up. We're role playing. Shut up. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what we have to figure out. That's the only time we're not completely enclosed with stone walls and guards. We just have to get over the walls, get past the audience. Listen, the commoners out there, they're not gonna do anything about it. They're here to watch fights. If you guys go into the stands, they're just gonna run away. The real things we have to worry about: the guards and the warden.
Saw the warden.
He's not very nice.
I don't think you'll be able to get what I need.
What do you need?
You see that staff that guy was holding in the arena?
The staff. It'd be hard, but I can try.
You can get that staff, you got a deal.
If there's anything else you need, I can write it down and try to find it in the guards' quarters. They have a supply closet.
They have things like
rope, weapons, potions, paintings, supplies for gun. I don't know if those will be any use, but they have cigarettes. That's where I get these. He takes a big drag of his cigarette he has.
That's a mighty bad habit you have there.
He's like, I know.
So damn. Cool!
He looks at the camera, don't smoke, kids. Breaks the fourth wall for an anti-smoking PSA.
We should ask for at least fire resistance potions if we're gonna... I don't know if we're gonna try and escape this time.
Based ASF.
Whatever I get you guys, I'm not gonna have it by morning. It might take a day, just so you know.
We do need more than just your word. I want something, some kind of insurance, okay?
What do you want?
Potions, anything really. Weapons, whatever it is.
I'm literally telling you right now, I can go get that for you. It'll just take a day.
Okay, yeah,
we need
okay,
like...
Okay, shut up!
We need a down payment. Some sort of, like, insurance that he is something definitely like, on our side, like right?
Trust, like...
I mean... Make a insight check. Okay. What?
Stop.
Yeah, make an incest check.
No.
Don't check that.
We need to stop with this bit. This is an awful bit.
If you want, you can roll with advantage since other people are kind of helping you out.
Okay, I'm down to roll with advantage. Yeah, if I can. Yeah, definitely roll with advantage.
Okay, 11 and 7.
All right, 11.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you look at him, you get the idea he means well. You know from the slime crime gang that he did try to escape once. I mean, it failed, but you do have that, you know, that history of him. You know that he's come here to ask you guys need anything that he can go get. It doesn't seem like he's leveraging like much over you. He's just kind of offering to help you guys escape. If you want to like inquire further and ask him like questions and stuff, you can. But
Pebble still doesn't fully trust him, but she's convinced for now there's not really any harm in trusting him.
Kind of walks over to the table to put like the notepad or the piece of paper he has on it, and kind of like makes like notes for himself. He writes that to try and get the staff from the warden on it as the number one objective. He kind of turns you guys and to see if you guys would like him to get anything else in like the supply quarters.
I'd say at least like healing potions or something.
I said
like
healing and fire resistance.
Okay, so he writes down he writes down healing, fire resistance. It's the guards' quarters. They have everything they need for the guards. They also have. It's where they keep all the monsters. It's where they keep, they have a supply closet. It has essentials, you know, like...
I have only two things.
Buckets, rope, various just basic supplies, but maybe you could get something out of there. It has lumber, I don't know.
There are two things that I want, okay?
Give me all the buckets.
Number one. I need a sword. I like what I'm fighting with, but I want something less, I guess, clunky.
You write sound like long sword.
And also, if you can find it, a mess kit.
Oh my god!
He kind of looks at you, but like still writes it down. And one mess kit. I mean, they'd probably have those. pretty common item.
Marin pauses for a moment before speaking up what she would like.
Could you retrieve me a bow, some arrows, and rope?
Yes, I can. They probably have that. I can do that. The bow, arrows, rope. Writes that down. I planned the last escape and it didn't turn out well, so maybe I shouldn't help you guys too much with that, but you guys probably should think of some way to escape.
Be safe, and just get me as much rope as you can. I might have an idea.
I'm not done yet. Like you guys said, you guys can fight, but you took a lot of damage out there, and the fight's only going to get stronger. I think you could use some tips out there. In the pit we're fighting might be a little different from what you're used to. He then pulls from he has like a pretty long jacket. He kind of pulls from the back of it some cloth pouches that he puts onto the table that are kind of leaking with paint. Now, not all you guys might be as skilled as the others in fighting, but here's what you need to know. He takes a paintbrush and splatters red paint across Mirren's neck and then dots her chest with it. Red is a kill shot. You're gonna want to go for the red first before your opponent will. He then takes out blue paint, brushes over Mirren's legs and arms. Go for the blue and you'll cripple the opponent, making them unable to fight. Lastly, yellow. And he splatters yellow paint all over Mirren's torso, essentially covering places like your shoulder, stomach, and then parts of your chest. He says, hit in the yellow and you'll wound. You might get a slow kill here, or you could weaken your opponent enough to get the blue or red, but if possible, you always want to go for red or blue above a yellow. If you're fighting some kind of monster, good fucking luck. They always stack those fights against us. Monsters are a lot more expensive than a prisoner. They want you to die. It's more fun for the audience. In those situations, take a second, study your surroundings, try and figure out what the creature could do to you, and what you can do to it. Remember, the pit is a show for those fuckers in the stadium. Appeal to the crowd and you might get an admirer that'll want to help you out. There's a reason they sell potions in the concession stands for the audience. Marion's just dripping with paint right now, by the way.
Yeah, Marion's just that's kind of fucked up.
So uncomfortable, I can imagine.
Marion's just looking down at herself
It's a really cool, it's a really cool scene, and then you're like, oh, wow, how uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's just kind of sighing.
He looks at you and says, sorry, I need to make you an example since I can tell you're the most experienced fighter here.
And also the most normal, I guess, physiology tied with Balthazar.
Yeah.
I'd like to crawl away up on top of the wardrobe, if that's allowed.
Oh my god.
You were showing.
Yeah, you see Teb is kind of he got too focused on what the guy was explaining, and he's like, what? And then he goes back to pretending he's not paying attention or putting his hands all throughout the wardrobe, not really doing anything when trying to look busy.
I like that. All he said was, or. That was it.
He's like a fucking sea lion.
Coster's well, do you guys need anything else from me? Need to ask me anything?
Coster.
My name's Coster.
I keep wanting to say Coster. It looks Coaster. Like it's gonna be Coster.
Coaster.
Coster.
Do you want us to bring paint and splatter our enemies with paint? Or do you want us to, imagine the paint?
He kind of uses two fingers and just kind of grabs his temple, looking down. Looks back up and says, I'm putting my faith in you guys. Don't let me down.
I don't plan on it, but I probably will.
It'll be fine, Coster. We'll figure it out.
Name's Coster. If you need me.
Coster! I hardly know her!
Sorry.
He kind of takes a step back and he looks away like he was injured by your words. He grips the paper he has and he says, yeah, it cost her. It cost everything. My whole family. He then starts to finish leaving.
Goodbye.
Be safe, Coster.
Teb then, as he sees he's gone, that guy's gone, he goes and gets into bed.
Hey, wrong bed, Teb.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. goes
really
over.
I don't want to sleep next to Teb.
Your bed kind of smells a bit now.
Man, just on the bleeding.
Are you gonna put Balthazar down now? Great. If you guys want to get in bed for the night and
I'm already
take
in
a
bed.
Long rest, Lane.
What?
What would Mirren typically dream of at night?
Oof. Mirren has really bad night terrors. She would probably imagine the very battle that left her with her magical scars and her wild magic.
Mm-hmm. So you're on a battlefield, people dying left and right all around you, and this magician, this mage just shoots a blast at you, and as this happens, you fall to like the floor of the battlefield, kind of dazed, but then you look up and all these soldiers on the field are just gone. You're just alone now, as your body is tingling, and a kind of like magical energy that's like shifting in color kind of radiates off you. It's kind of like a bit later in the day. It's dark and like stormy. You see over the horizon, as you kind of look around, a shadow of a giant thing just kind of moving closer and closer. It goes like over the horizon line. You still can't make it out. It's a very foggy night, and the fog, as it gets closer, the fog piles up more and more. You basically can barely see anything in front of you, and the fog is kind of like shifting in color, the same kind of colorful energy as the wild magic that overtook you when the mage shot the blast at you. But suddenly you're looking around, and you like lose sight of the giant shadow that was moving closer to you, and you kind of maybe like panic a bit, kind of like looking for you because it's such a large thing. You're like confused on where it could have gone, and then suddenly you look in a direction, and just a fiery blast just kind of explodes in front of you as you jolt awake in the morning hours of the day.
Ooh.
Mirren, the dream jolts her awake in a cold sweat. Her chest is heaving, but she doesn't really make any sound. She, except for the panting breaths and her clear hyperventilation and everything, she doesn't scream or shout, but she looks, if anyone were to see her, she would look really panic-stricken.
Is anyone paying attention to her as you guys are waking up seeing this?
I'm
like, or
one.
You guys just...
I honestly, Pebble's fucking conked out still. I don't I don't think she's conscious. But
yeah, as you guys are waking up, a guard comes up and just kind of like rattles on the cell, yelling at you guys to get up because it's time for the next fight. And they have you kind of like line up, going into the next fight, leading you back once again to the cell with Piddle.
Oh, goody! Hello, Piddle.
I almost forgot to take my long rest.
Me too.
Shit, I haven't. Oh, wait, hold on.
Sorry, I was too involved in the
yeah.
The
I was
sequence.
Loving the dream sequence.
Yeah, me too.
It's fucking sick.
You go up to Piddle. He looks up from his like billboard and is like,
"Oh, it's you guys! Welcome back! All right, so I got these cups here. I'm gonna need all of you to shit in them."
Bits?
Shit this time?
I got word from the warden. You guys
you're
gonna have to
Piddle your shittle.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to check you guys' the feces for like any performance enhancers that are stuck in there, you know, any like anything you're smuggling in, things like that.
I hate to inform you, Piddle, my good friend, but I fear I cannot take a crap.
Oh, performance fight, I see. Well, that might cost you. So that's all I'm saying. We'll go.
Walks over to Pebble, hands Pebble a slightly larger pot than last time. Goes up to Lane, Amir now, starts to hand it to Lane. Lane, you're still a bit like shaken up, and your eyes just look at Piddle. Make an intimidation check.
Okay.
Oh fuck! Oh my god, 16! Oh my god! He shits his pants and he goes, oh, okay, just go in there. I'll clean this. This go into your fucking fight. I don't fucking hurt me.
All of us?
Deb started walking.
What do I do?
Okay, see you next time, Biddle.
What do I do with this pot, sir? You want this back?
He's not looking your direction at all. He's like shaking.
Okay.
Closes the doors
Marin
behind you.
Marin kind of feels guilty, but like doesn't really understand what happened, but feels Marin. Really fucking bad for scaring the shit out of him.
He seems to just get scared by you naturally. Not really anything you did personally. Just looked at you, and you seemed a bit on edge, and that made him more scared.
Marin, what was that? What's going on? Why do you freak him out like that?
Marin doesn't really make eye contact with Pebble for a few moments before looking, I guess, down at her. And just, there's like a blank expression on her face, but her eyes like show that she's not really all here. I don't know. I didn't intend to.
Are you okay? What's going on?
Marin just kind of looks away.
The big scary green woman is more scary than usual.
Well,
it's not intentional.
Still scary.
Well, hopefully things go well for us today. And then maybe we can get out of here soon.
Kind of an awkward silence envelops the room as like you wait for the gates to open, and then suddenly there's a very harsh noise cutting through the silence as the gates grind open, and a shriek is let out by a very fierce creature from inside the arena.
Oh no. Oh god.
Oh.
Oh golly.
You guys walk in.
That looks like providence.
Start to take in the surroundings. There seems to be a few fellow prisoners you might have seen, like in the mess hall and stuff, just hanging around that didn't really catch your eye or anything. They look pretty normal, but they're in here. One on a bridge, another on a second bridge. In addition to them, there seem to be three separate fire creatures. One of them on this little lava island to the left is like a little dwarf guy with kind of like a flaming beard and hair just all around him, with his body kind of like a stonous texture. The other one is the same as that. Seems to be a certain type of race. But then in the very back, there's a giant lava serpent creature with a giant spear that locks eyes with you all.
Oh no.
The other prisoners that are also in here, they seem to be already locked into combat. They seem to be like let in here previously. Not really on your side, but also not on the enemy side. But the three fire creatures seem to all be in cahoots, in a sense. But this giant serpent seems to tower over like everything as the lava bubbles around it. And that's where we'll end this session for next time.
Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She's right behind me, isn't she?
She's right behind me.
Teb looks scared as shit. He says, "Oi, guys, this is the thing that killed my last party. We're fucked."
Oh no.
Oh shit. Marin's like emotionless.
Right behind her.
She is completely emotionless.
And then Shallow looks at the camera and he says, "Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Dragon D's Nuts. D's Dice. Shit."
Jose, by the way, audience, he got a 20 in performance check saying that, so you guys are very impressed. So you want to leave a like, you want to comment.
Oh my god, I'm gonna